So you've got through to the prize line today on our radio phone-in, Mr. Bircher.
Thank
welcome.
You very, first so, long-time listener, first-time caller.
I know. Great to have you on.
Great.
So the prize today is 1.2 million Fufflebucks.
Wow, okay.
And a holiday, a glamorous holiday to Hollywood.
From Fantastic.
Provided by our great friends at lastxtravelpedia.com. Okay, so
yep.
All you have to do is answer the following question.
I'm ready.
Name this Ken Loach film that is a kitchen sink drama that's frankly quite depressing.
What? Seriously?
And welcome to the December Trailers Podcast from the FFL.
I'm Mr. Birch, and my accent will not waver during this podcast.
Whereas mine will go all over the place.
What? Is that Australian?
I don't know. It's just local radio DJ.
It was very good,
weirdness.
But it was also quite terrifying, because I wasn't sure who I was talking to at one point.
We'll workshop it. We'll workshop
cool.
it.
We have got some trailers to...
What's that? What that I can hear coming in the distance?
We've got some trailers to cover. It's December, so we're going to have to just be mindful that we've got... Da, 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 da. There's something coming. I sense a disappointing film. It's as if 3,000 nerds cried out and went, I wasn't sure about the last one. And then we're heard from no more.
You realise this is not the last Star Wars film?
Oh. It might be.
Depends how much evil laughter you want.
something dark side.
Exactly.
Right, let's crack on. We got loads. Now, you've given me a list.
Yes.
You've also given me a couple
deeply
of
researched,
notes.
Deeply researched.
You've
yep.
given a you've given me a couple of notes.
In fact, this is the first time we put a call out on Discord
yes.
to say like which trailers do you want us to cover? So some of these are the ones that people have asked for.
Yeah.
So this is our service to you. We will watch the trailer so you don't have to.
Well, they will anyway. During the course of this, there's probably going to be some callbacks to problems with Karen Gillan and problems with Benicio Del Toro. But you know what? We'll knock them down as we go. But let's address the Karen Gillan first.
Yeah, let's not get...
And let's look at Jumanji. So hang on.
Right.
So what? The Rock's in this.
Yes.
But The Rock isn't... So they're different people.
Do we need to like rewind and cover people who didn't see the first Jumanji movie to catch them up?
Yes.
The first Jumanji movie,
four kids
an old computer game,
they get sucked into the video game.
Become characters.
But nerd becomes Rock.
Nerdy
girl becomes Karen Gillan in tiny...
Hot chick becomes Jack Black.
It gets eaten by the thing.
Yeah.
And then the other guy is Kevin Hart.
Yes.
Right. But they're all back again. But
yes.
they're not.
So and then the game gets restarted
yeah.
somehow.
Okay.
But now there's Danny DeVito and Danny
Glover. And they are The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Yeah. So it's different people seem to have ended up in different bodies. So there's like a double body swap thing kind of going on.
Right.
So The Rock gets to play a different character effectively. He plays, obviously...
The old guy.
The Rock, but he now, yeah, like some...
So he's an old guy who's basically puppeting The Rock.
Yes.
Right, I'm with you.
Which I think is a really smart move, because the funny thing was like the... It's almost like each character is like their own mismatch buddy movie thing going
yes.
on, right?
Yeah, because he'll
and
obviously
now, so
do the whole thing about him...
They've switched it all up.
He's talking about his knees are working now and everything.
And they've
right.
got the same guy who plays the NPC character, Reese Darby? Darby, that's it. From he was in Flight of the Conchords
and
other stuff.
Crazy New Zealand guy.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you like the first Jumanji, the second Jumanji, technically, because this is the third Jumanji.
It's only the second one with this sort of
yes.
setup.
Then it was good. This was one of the biggest films of 1819?
Yeah.
No, 1718.
Wow.
How long has
it
been?
Was it the beginning of this year? No, it must have been the previous one.
Yeah. You know what? We need to research.
It was a big
podcast.
Movie.
It was a big movie, and the thing is, it hung around for a really long time.
Yeah, I think it had great word of mouth.
It did, and it was one of these films that kind of came in at number two, and it stayed in the top five for ages. So
more than the 4 weeks of winning, which is
more than the patent and 4 weeks of winning. So it was interesting. So, yeah.
Yeah. Importantly, this is coming out, we should probably say, this is like coming out right at the beginning of December. Now, as we go through these trailers, they're approximately chronological. This is a film where you could get your 4 weeks of winning in.
Yes.
Right. But obviously the game ends at the end of the year. So this looks like a strong one to have. But as we go through, it's like diminishing returns if you're playing the game. There may be a huge film, but you might actually be more wanting to buy that cast for the beginning of 2020. 2020.
This is very important. Because,
2020, dude.
I know. This is very important because it will reset. So you have to decide, because either this will give you a bump at the end of
this
your year.
This is your sprint finish, right?
Or this will give you a head start at the beginning of the year because it'll carry over. So in Jumanji's case, because it comes out in early December, you are going to get your 4 weeks of winning out of it. And if it's a nice burner through January, it's going to get you through those lean months of January.
Yeah.
Star Wars, however.
Stop looking into the distance at the two suns. Stop it.
Star Wars, however, comes out at the end of December. So therefore, is it worth getting?
You're going to get 2 weeks, maybe?
Exactly. So you're better off, if you're going to go in on Star Wars, go in really heavy.
Yep.
In January, and do it that way. But that's how I do it. But then maybe that's what I want you to think.
It depends how you want to finish.
Depends how you want to play the game. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you could do it that way. So anyway, Jumanji looks good. The form of it's good. We got a lot of hassle last time because we hadn't seen it, and we didn't give Karen Gillan top billing. And oh god, did I near hear the end of it. So in this, I will say it now: the four of them will be equal casts on those, or maybe
because we've had a recent precedent of that as well, where we had another with Zombieland, right?
Yes.
Which you talked about last time.
Yes.
So I think we in the past we've hesitated to have four leads. Yeah. There are just some films where that's the way it works, and I think this is one of them. Right?
As discussed, though, Breslin probably shouldn't have been, but
well, you know.
Anyway,
yeah.
Okay, right, should we move on to Black Christmas?
Yes.
Now, I'm guessing that this is... All right, go on then.
Very much a trailer of two parts, that one. It starts out very by-the-numbers horror slasher
sorority
movie.
Let's kill all the sorority chicks. And I use the word chicks in reference to this advert. I'm not, don't normally know it. But it's basically like, spot the blondes who are all scantily dressed in Christmas elf outfits and then let's kill them.
Who've got victim written all over them.
Literally. And then one of them gets stabbed with a literal icicle.
At that point, I was like groaning. Seriously.
And then it kind of turns on its head and they start to fight back in a kind of a Buffy the Vampire Slayer way. And at that point, I've got to be honest with you.
And there's a certain degree of supernatural
stuff. This weird
stuff
going on and I don't care.
This is not for you?
I don't care. It's neither one thing nor the other. It's neither a horror movie nor a Christmas movie nor a comedy slasher thingy movie.
There's one point that
she gets a phone call and she answers the phone and I just went, "Hello, Sydney." And it's just, it looks very by the numbers. It just looks very meh.
I think it might be better than you think.
The first
half of the trailer is very, very, very generic, but almost like lulling you into a full sense of security generic. I wonder if that's like the first 20 minutes, the first part of the film, really, right? And then the second, I guess it depends how much you buy into the supernatural weirdness that kicks off, right? If that's not for you, then yeah, I can see. But it's from Blumhouse, right? They've got a bit of a track record of doing these fairly low budget, slightly more interesting horror.
It looks, it looks like it's been shot well, and it's all based around a kind of an old kind of prep school kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's actually a relatively cheap film to do because it's one set. One cast. Because did Blumhouse do the original Purge movie? Same sort of thing, right?
Oh, possibly. I don't know. Again, it's not something I've seen.
You've not seen the original Purge?
No.
Oh, that's a Wilson special.
Yes, exactly. But it's
pretty good. But again, it's very cut down, B-movie, simple premise.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's going to get buried. I'm going to be honest with you.
Right.
I think...
But they're putting it out on December the 13th,
Friday. So the week before everyone's basically doing...
But it's Friday the 13th.
Okay. The week before everyone's doing Christmas parties and getting the shopping done and getting the prep ready for the stuff and hanging chestnuts.
I think it might play well with the teenage audience.
I think all the teenage audience are going to go and see Star Wars.
Right. That's a very good point. It's very close to
it's
the...
It's too close. It's going to get crushed.
That moon-sized, destruction space station-y thing.
That's no moon.
Yeah.
It's just meh. It's just okay.
Okay.
Meh.
And I don't think it's got anyone particularly...
Cary Elwes
is
in it.
Right, okay.
He's a legend, but that's it.
Right,
Imogen
okay.
Poots is in
so
it,
from a from
it.
A game from an FFL game point
there's
of view...
There's a few people, but generally speaking...
Risky.
Yeah,
it's coming out in the middle, right? So unless you find someone, unless they are super, super cheap, you might get a little bump from it. If you'd like, just looking for like, just you've got five and you
but
want
it's not
going
to go to number one,
to
is
six.
It?
Huh?
It's not going to go to number one in the box office, is
oh,
it?
Oh, no. You it's need
gonna,
someone like who's 1 or 2 million Flufflebucks.
It's
right?
Going to threaten, it'll threaten the bottom five if you're lucky.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd, meh.
Okay. Right then.
Right.
Save us from this.
Okay.
Take us somewhere interesting.
In that case... Are you ready for me to drop a bombshell?
Mm-hmm.
That's the film. The film's called Bombshell.
Oh. That is an impressive looking cast.
There's a lot of people in that.
For a depressingly true story?
It is
you told me it's a true story?
Depressingly true story. So this is the story of Fox News and... how shall I put this? That's not going to get me in trouble. The rampant misogyny that is endemic to Fox News in the US. And it took down the head of Fox News, who is in this place, in this film, played by a very jowly looking John Lithgow, who's obviously...
It's Jabba the Lithgow,
obviously borrowed his Churchill makeup from the first series of The Crown, and he's just rocked up with that guy. I'm not a crook.
No, he's just like... Hang on, just got another scene to shoot.
I just go,
yeah, look, yeah, all the jowls.
Yeah, it's great. So Nicole Kidman, Margot Robbie,
Charlize Theron,
John Lithgow, and lots of
Nicole,
other people.
Did you say Nicole Kidman?
I did.
I
lots
sort
of
like
other
the,
people that yeah. you'll go, hey, it's her from that thing. Hey, it's that guy from that TV show. That looks like a really good film.
All reassuringly expensive if you want to buy them in the FFL.
Reassuringly expensive. Here's the problem.
No, the problem is not that Star Wars is coming. Oh, no, you think that is the problem.
The problem is it's going to get crushed by Star Wars. It's a really good... It looks
I think
like
the problem is... Do you think that this will fly well in the UK, right?
No.
I think this could be very successful in the US.
Yeah.
I think it could be a very interesting film.
Yep.
But do you think it's going to be a box office film
in
the UK?
So here's the problem is you've already... lost half your audience because they watch Fox News and think it's not a problem. You've also
in the US,
yeah, yes,
true. Okay, so it might struggle in the US.
So it might struggle. It's also it looks interesting, but it doesn't have any lightsabers in it.
Mm. Hang on, is this an Oscar bait film?
Yes. 100%.
That's what's going on. Right now
Oscar
I
film.
Understand
it's
the time.
It's an Oscar film. It
doesn't matter when they put it out. But, well, it just needs to be close to the Oscars.
So one
right?
of my favourite films, which I actually watched again last week, is The Big Short.
I knew you were going to say that because it's a great film, isn't it?
It's a phenomenal film.
Also Margot Robbie.
But written, this Bombshell was written by the guy, co-written by the guy who wrote The Big Short. So it's going to be engaging. It's going to be funny.
So it's going
to
be a good film,
it's going
most likely.
To be crushed. So again, it's...
By the giant foot of an AT-AT.
Yeah.
Squashing
no,
it.
No, absolutely. It's the kind of film... If it was me, I'd have brought it out in January. But it's probably coming out... Just December is never a good time to bring out films that aren't Christmassy or
blockbusters,
massive
like franchises. Yeah.
So I'm just concerned that it will probably be... It looks like a very good film. It looks like it could be very interesting. And it does cover... a horrific chapter in television news in America, but I just feel it's not going to get the attention it deserves.
And given the caliber of the cast, they are generally expensive.
Yeah.
Right.
Charlize Theron, Margot Robbie and Nicole Kidman are probably the three most expensive women in the FFL.
Mm, reassuringly expensive.
With the possible exception of Jennifer Lawrence. They're very heavyweights and it looks like they're all doing a lot in this film, and of course John Lithgow, legend. But yeah,
total legend.
I'm going to go and see that film. Don't get me wrong. I'm 100% going to go and see that film. But I think...
No one else will.
What I will do is when I review that film, I'm going to count how many people were in the audience with me.
Right.
And I don't think it's going to be that many, which is a shame. But it's unfortunately, it's December.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Should we move on from
it's
that?
It's a shame. Yeah. Okay. Right. So what's next on your list? Right. We have got Cats. No, you're right.
Watching that trailer again is...
In the interest of fair play, I'm going to fire it up here on my laptop. Have they changed...
In the interest of our sanity?
No, they've not. It's the same trailer that they released a few months ago, and everyone just went...
The internet went, what?
Everyone just went, no, just...
I can't remember if we discussed the problem. The problem is the relative scale of head to body is different in a cat to a human. So you either have a human, you either make the heads the right size and then the bodies look too small for a cat relative to the scale of the real world, or you make the bodies the right size for a cat's body in a human world and then their heads look ridiculously small. And that's the main problem they've got here in going for a photorealistic
version. The other main problem is that they should have not used CGI to do it. They should have either
it is
put them into furry costumes, Muppet weird. Style.
Or like they did on the musical, right?
Yeah. They should have just done it like that.
Are we in Uncanny Valley?
It's like, Uncanny Valley.
We are like right at the bottom of that valley.
Also, it's got extremely lazy casting. Taylor Swift is... Well, the thing is I'm going to have to use the word sexy cat and coming up in a sentence. And that is a sentence I don't really... That's a word I'm like...
But that's a phrase that should have stayed in the 60s.
You're right. Taylor Swift is in it as a sexy... Rebel Wilson is in it as in fat, uncoordinated cat. James Corden is in it. I couldn't. James Corden is also in it as fat cat. Idris Elba is just terrifying in it. Dame Judi Dench looks like she's been CGI'd, but they've missed the fact that she's still wearing a fur coat and they've morphed it into the back of her head.
It's deep faked. They've done a deep fake.
It's awful. And
it's
also,
just been done by AI.
They're also the cats are the wrong size. There's one point where a cat is sitting with knife and fork.
I told
it
you.
Just, it looks like it looks like it's about 6 inches.
You can't solve
the it's really weird.
It's anatomically not possible to this have human cat hybrids that don't look weird.
When is this film coming out?
December.
Right. This film's going to burn.
Obviously, which is why we're.
This film's going to burn. Honestly, everyone's going to look at it and go, no. Just no.
Are we going to get into 2020 and everyone just say, we shall never talk about this again?
Right.
And it'll just 2019's
had a couple of weird things. One of them, cats. We're not talking about it again. All ranting aside, this film has got a mountain of negative publicity to get over before it's even released.
I thought there was no such thing as bad publicity.
There is, and it's that trailer. Everyone's looked and everyone's gone, nah, leave it. It's fine. You need to be a massive fan of Cats.
I mean,
in order to go and watch this,
you've got to think though. They did Les Mis not long ago, and that was huge, right?
Did they CGI a cat onto when they cut off Anne Hathaway's hair? Was it done and replaced with tiger fur, and then made her look like she had a massive head? No, they were sensible enough to go, you know what? Let them sing, and we'll see how we go on this. I mean, I'm actually staring at the picture, and I can't even look at the picture.
Now, this is interesting. This has reminded me of a thing that of a concern that people had with The Lion King recently, of the photorealistic CG is so good, right, that they're indistinguishable from real animals. But then, when you make real animals' mouths try and talk English, it looks really false and weird, and you're into that uncanny valley thing again. And actually making it, when Lion King was an animation, the distance allows your imagination to, your imagination fills the gap. If you make the gap so narrow, weird stuff happens. So I think we're in you're absolutely right. Be in costume, don't be in CG.
Yeah. Weirdness.
What was the phrase I heard blended recently? Synthespian. How terrible is that?
Synthespian's good. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, I like that. No. I don't. No. This. I. I. I'm against
you're,
this.
You're
film.
Out.
You're, I'm out.
Oh, you don't know. You're more than just out. You're against.
I'm against.
Are you going to get
film.
Like a placard out down, front going?
Careful like... now. Down with that sort of thing. Yeah, I'm planning on a little Father Ted reference for you all there. You're welcome. Yeah, I think this okay. film. I think this film's going to bomb. I think it might. It might. We better look back on it on DVD. But I think it's no.
Step away.
Step away. Avoid.
Okay, right.
Right.
Can we actually watch, can we watch a trailer now? Because so, we didn't actually watch that trailer again.
In this one, you've written some notes and uh-huh, you said, so bombshell, you said big cast, but, oh, hang on. Oh, that's a good point. Sorry, I'm not reading your notes. Big bombshell, big cast, but January for UK. So it's coming out in the US in December. And
see, this is what
in January.
This is what
UK.
Happens when you do research.
This
you
is
can,
what
like,
happens
be
if
informative
I actually read my
stuff.
Notes rather than just. Yeah, just yeah, going, yeah. Oh, the Cats trailer's coming
See,
up.
See, I wrote the notes so I wouldn't forget it. And then Indeed. I gave you the notes and I forgot it.
And I forgot to read it. So that's important.
Right.
So
yeah.
You need to be careful about Bombshell because it'll probably do better in the US than it will in the UK, but also with yeah. staggered release. Okay. So just be aware. So yeah. good point.
Cats will do bad everywhere.
Forget it. Yeah. Next one. You've written The Courier. And I was like, okay, that's a pretty bland title. And then you've written in brackets, Gary Oldman plus Eyepatch. I'm 100% in. Do we need even to watch the trailer or can we just move on? Because I'm in. Guaranteed. Done. Sold.
I want to watch the trailer.
Fine.
Let's watch it. Let's watch it.
Yeah, I need to apologise. Right, so we lined these trailers up and I auto-played the Cats trailer before we got to The Courier, which really angered everybody. So, apologies.
Yeah, you see, the thing is, the filmmakers on that were so preoccupied about whether they could, they never asked themselves whether they should.
Okay, interesting. On to The Courier. Gary Oldman and an eye patch.
Yes.
That film looks bad, but also
excellent.
Awesome.
it's kind of got you and me written all over it, hasn't it?
Okay, so Gary Oldman is eye patch wearing, scenery chewing bad guy who's captured, and the only witness is random bloke, and they need to get the witness from point A to point B, and he's asked everyone to come and kill him, and the only person who can get him there is Jason Statham, who's not available and not in this film. And they thought, let's gender swap the transporter and let's get Olga, the one who was in Quantum of Solace.
But if they're in a car, everyone will just say it's
a car's a reason. Let's put it on a motorbike.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Totally different film now. Totally different film.
So that's it. We don't need to talk anymore about that. It's lots of things get blown up. Lots of people get elbowed in the face. There's people with extremely large guns that seemingly have infinite number of bullets.
There's vehicle chases.
Gary Oldman is behind bars for most of it, shouting
walking
to
down,
people on the phone.
Or walking down corridors menacingly.
Kill them! Kill them now! Dermot Mulroney, who I love, he's in it as the cop on the other side trying to rescue the guy. I don't even know who the witness is. The witness is irrelevant.
Dermot who? Sorry.
Dermot Mulroney. Man's got amazing hair. We'll move on.
Okay.
That is a big dumb film.
Yes.
That is a big dumb
film. Is it really the right time to put it out?
Is it ever the right time to put it out?
Does it matter? Oh, do you think this is like it's going to make all its money like after?
It's going to make all its money on DVD.
On DVD.
It's going to be out in the cinema for like, it's going to be out in the cinema for like 9 minutes and then they're going to go now on Netflix.
Yeah. Men and Motors or... No, yeah. Hang on, that's not a thing anymore.
It's just showing your age, mate. Yeah. It looks big. It's a big dumb film. It's the, you know what I mean?
I'm totally going to end up watching it at some point.
I've just had a complete lobotomy. I quite fancy watching a film. Ooh, popcorn. Ooh, massive bucket of sugary things.
When's the next Fast and Furious movie out? Yep. Not soon enough.
Not soon enough.
Watch this instead.
Give me a woman in leather gear on a bike. Oh, Olga from Quantum of Solace. Yeah, she'll do. Bum, chop, kick. Okay. Gary Oldman has an eye patch. You know that they said, hi, Gary, we'd like you to be the behind the bars bad guy shouting on the phone to kill them and bring them here and make sure that the witness doesn't survive. Okay, I'm in, lads. I'm in. I want my usual 5 million fuffle bucks, but I want my character to wear an eye patch. Seriously, Gary, do you not think that's going to be telegraphing it in a little bit too much that you're a bad guy? No, I think I can pull it off. Oh, okay, fair enough. He's Gary Oldman. Let him wear an eye patch. And that's it.
Sold.
Done. That film is going to do exactly what you think it's going to do, which is it's going to blip into the bottom five and then blip out again. But there's a few names in it. If you've got, I wouldn't invest in anyone, but if you're still hanging on to Gary Oldman, because he's had a pretty good year, Gary.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's a top-up. Again, you find someone cheap and you can't think of anyone better to do.
Then have a punt. Yep. It's probably going to be a better punt than Cats, but only just. Right, I feel that we've gone from head-slappingly frustrating
to second thoughts about Cats. Starting to wonder if it's going to be like a freak show, and people will just go to see it because they can't believe how it is.
It'd be like a Cat Crash.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. I'm. It's got started to haunt me.
I got to be honest with you. It's. Yeah. I mean, we could be wrong. Mm. A new day could begin.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I'm just wondering. Is like, is it too big to fail?
Oh, I think it could be. Yeah, but I honestly so careful.
Oh, I'm going to have dreams about that, and not the good ones.
Right, we need to raise up from the thing. Now we are heading towards like a ship trapped in a tractor beam. We are heading towards the Star Wars, but first I feel we have to have one last gasp at trying to have a proper film rather than a massive
blockbuster. A film that is a film, not a film that is a franchise.
Which has got like acting in it, and there's no CGI or explosions or spaceships.
Or lightsabers.
A proper grown-up film. And for that, for a proper grown-up film, we need Little Women. Proper film with acting and stuff. And
a message.
And stuff. Saoirse
and
Ronan.
History.
Saoirse Ronan. Sold. Done. Who else is in it?
Doesn't matter.
Saoirse
Florence
Ronan's
Pugh,
in it.
Florence Pugh, who
I don't know
in,
who that is.
She was the lead in Fighting With My Family, which was the,
we like that.
The wrestling
that
one.
Yeah,
yeah,
we
like
that. She was really good.
Good,
on
right?
Emma
yeah.
Watson. What yeah. was she in? Was she in Star Wars?
It must have been.
Yeah,
it must have been Star Wars, yeah.
Laura Dern.
Yes.
Meryl Streep.
Doing the Maggie Smith role from Downton.
Doing an American Maggie Smith, fair play.
Which is good.
It looks great. Timothy
Chalamet.
My name is Timothy Chalamet. Hello. I've no idea.
He's this century's Leonardo DiCaprio, right?
Is he? Oh, cool.
I think so.
Oh, good. Does Leo know? Does Leo know he's been upgraded? Regenerated?
No. Leo never ages, right? He's still.
He's got a picture
trapped,
in. He's got a picture
he's
in the
trapped in like late 90s.
That looks like. So basically, it's Little Women. It's,
yeah.
You know,
and they did a TV adaptation not long ago. I think this must be like the 93rd version of it. But it doesn't stop it being a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is definitely the antidote to all of that.
Yeah, this is the, I want to go to the cinema and see an actual proper film. Do you want to go and see one with a woman on a motorbike? No. Do you want to go and see one with the... No. Do you want
you know
to go and see
is?
One with a cat? No.
You know this, this is a Boxing Day movie. This is like the after Christmas. I'm done with Christmas.
Downton Abbey's not on telly anymore. Let's go and watch something parody, costume period drama thingy. Yeah,
so I think it'll do well, but
I think it'll do all right.
Again, it's so late in the
year
now.
Very international cast.
So this is 2020.
Brits and Americans.
Yeah, think 2020 for this.
Yeah,
now.
This
pick,
is your
pick
this
it up
is your
on its
January
run
bump.
In January.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is your January bump, along with Bombshell, and I have a feeling that the people who are in those two films will be Oscar contenders.
Yeah, I think this will definitely be this is the roll on for Downton, right? For the Downton audience, this is the next film they will go and see.
Well, see, when you say the Downton audience, right, you're indicating that you're talking about other people. Well, we both know that we're talking about you because
guilty
because,
as charged.
Because and don't try this because you with the actually that's identifying all the characters. Did you go and see Downton?
I didn't. Mrs. Smith did, with her mum, but I did not go. No,
right.
I just got all the storyline updates, so I'm cool. I'm up to date. I know what's got. I know you know all of the you know radical changes in the in the social setup. Oh, hang on, no, everything stays the same. I'm up to speed. I just haven't seen it.
Okay, and that's it.
I think you might be missing one.
No,
of the
I think
films.
That's it. I think
you
done.
Might be missing a film done. That's happening in December. I think there's one more. There's one more we probably need to watch.
Do we even need to cover it?
I think. You know,
is Benicio del Toro in this? Because if he is, guess what? I've got to give him a hit just to annoy people.
I don't believe he is, but who can tell?
I'll tell you what, let's have a quick look.
Okay. All right.
Don't care.
Yeah, and I'm feeling, I've described it before, something was like flat. I don't, yeah. I'm neither up nor down.
Nor down, yeah.
I am completely flat. Now, but a weird thing has happened in the Smith household, right?
Ooh.
Historically, you know, I've always been the Star Wars fan, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I drag, you know, this is the time of year when it's my birthday and I drag the family out to see the next Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
We watched the trailer. Mrs. Smith says, like, she calls across the house, there's a new Star Wars trailer. Let's watch it. So we both go to the laptop, watch the trailer. And I'm like, not even like meh, just like
meh.
That was some time. Some things happened on the screen. And she's like, she's tearing up.
Why?
I don't know. She's like really emotionally invested in the characters now. And like, because it's
ones?
Like, and she's like, oh, it's the end of the story.
Which
for
ones?
These.
Generic.
For Rey.
Generic
and
hero
Finn
bloke.
And,
generic other hero bloke or generic yeah, lightsaber
yeah.
girl.
Yeah. I couldn't understand it. I couldn't understand it. So she's like, oh, I want to go back and watch the last two films before we go and see it.
Really?
This is, yeah. She's like, she's reacting in the way that I was reacting when the Avengers trailer comes out for Endgame, right? And it's like, oh my God.
Well, I reacted by the Avengers by just constantly having to turn the volume down because it went dun, 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 dun. You know, oh my God, it's gone,
and then,
to,
like,
it's gone to
key
12.
Change and up a bit and more drums.
More drums.
So she had like an Avengers Endgame reaction to this.
Because I'm the same as you. I watched it and went, yeah.
Now I'm going to, but what this means is her expectations are super high and she's probably going to be disappointed.
Yes.
My expectations are middle to low.
Mine are.
I'll probably quite enjoy it.
Mine are rock bottom.
Right.
I am expecting. So, very briefly. Because I need to move on to one more thing before we do this, because my favourite thing about Star Wars is happening, which is unrelated to actual Star Wars. But, so, my problem is this. J.J. Abrams did the first one.
Yes.
And it was all right, but it was basically just
it was a redo.
It was a redo. Then they got the other guy in, came in to do the second one.
Knives Out.
Dude.
Guy. Ryan Johnson.
And Ryan.
Ryan Reynolds.
Wilson.
Ryan Wilson.
Rain, who was the guy who wasn't in the office? It was him.
Right.
He did it.
Yeah.
And people were a little bit upset about it.
Some people were.
Some people went,
I was,
yeah, it was all right.
I was a little bit uncomfortable, but not like, it's like, okay, that's the story.
Okay. See, you're reasonable. See, the internet lost its damn mind. Okay. So now they brought back in J.J. Abrams.
Right, like, save the franchise again.
But I don't think they're going to be able to pull this out of the bag.
Do you think Rey's gonna walk out of the cave and it'll all have been a dream?
This needs to be a 3-hour film with no filler. It needs
all killer.
They have to basically hit it
all
and
star
go,
killer
and go
no filler.
Right. We're going to do this.
Dude.
I know it was very nice.
Thank you.
They need to come out swinging on this film, and they need to come out and go right. Let's answer, because J.J. Abrams went. The usual J.J. Abrams thing, ooh, setting up a long mystery. And then what's-his-face, Rain thingy, which went, nah, it doesn't matter.
Boring. I want to do this.
Yeah. And then everyone went, okay. And now he's going to go, ooh, remember the mystery? And everyone goes, well, yeah, but that was like 4 years ago. And we kind of, no one really. So that's kind of.
You can tell we're enthused.
So, however.
I think the thing is, even the rantiest, most angry reactors to the last movie, they're still going to go and see it.
Yeah, it's still going to make a metric shed load of money, and that's fine.
I wonder what it takes for a Star Wars fan to hit rock bottom.
Let's find out.
Because it's never. Do you think it's this? Because it's never happened. Even in the bad times, which we will not talk about.
We do not talk about those years.
It didn't. everyone still went and saw the films and the franchise rolled on.
Well, it didn't. Right? It stopped for 15 years.
Okay, yeah, you know, but that's
because they had to go, we need to leave that to basically rot and die.
Now, and of course,
the stank needs to go away.
Your sort of statute of limitation is 7 years, right?
It's seven.
Like they did a double.
They had to do a double. That's how bad it was. They had to do a double.
And yet it rise. I can't do what's the past of rose?
It rose. It doesn't work.
No.
Rise.
Yeah.
Yeah, however...
I can just...
Oh, God, who's lost it?
I can just see, like, George Lucas sitting in a throne in Skywalker Ranch, and it comes round to, like, 2012 or whatever it is, and he just goes, Star Wars, rise. You can do the voice, I can't do the voice. But
something complete. However, my favourite thing about Star Wars films is that I have a very specific follow on YouTube, and this is someone called Lauren Stardust, and she watches the trailers and she has an emotional reaction which I don't even understand that level of human emotion, but she has a reaction to it, and we want to post ones up. The one of The Force Awakens is brilliant, but I don't normally do this. It's somebody watching the trailer. Who's watching the trailer, and her reaction to this.
Yeah. Yeah,
is beautiful.
Okay, I think the first time I became aware of this phenomenon was like in Game of Thrones, and there was like reaction videos to that controversial scene. Right? Yes. Okay, so it's one of those.
So these things. So I'm going to make you watch both of these, and we're going to put them up on the show notes.
Okay,
so people can watch them. So I don't feel anything really. I'm a high functioning sociopath. I don't feel anything about the Star Wars films, but I do like watching Lauren Stardust watching the trailers, because
she feels
it so much, and you kind of go, oh, she's gonna have a great time. I mean, I don't really give a shizzle, but she's gonna have a great time, and fair play to her. She can spend her money and she can have a go, and I think that's ultimately what Star Wars is now. If it's your thing, great, enjoy it. If it's not your thing, just lay off Twitter for a while. Just calm down. Go and watch Little Women, or go and see, there's a really good film with Gary Oldman with an eye patch. Go and see that one instead. And then, you know,
that's an excellent point. There are a lot of pretty good films out now.
So don't go and hate-watch things. Don't go and waste your time in a cinema watching a film that you're going to go, this is going to suck. Go and watch a film that you like instead. Everyone just chill out.
Wise words, sir. Boom. Wise words.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
Mr. Birch, lifestyle guru. Anyway, I'm going to make you watch these trailers, but we can let these people go.
We'll put
the show notes and you get on with your lives. And we'll see you in 2 weeks' time for the main podcast.
Which will be New Year? Anything here? Oof.
I've so lost
confusing.
Track.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
No.
We open the advent calendar yet?
No, it'll be the Christmas one.
The Christmas special. Yeah. Okay, hats on standby.
The Christmas special.
Eggnog for everybody.
Lovely.